Unit 34. Recording 45. Exam practice. Listening, part 1. You will hear three different extracts. For questions 1 to 6, choose the answer A, B or C, which fits best according to what you hear. There are two questions for each extract. Extract 1. You hear a woman asking her friend about a change in his transport habits.
What's happened to you? You never used to walk anywhere.
I know, but now I've turned over a new leaf.
I don't believe it. You always used to get us to drive you everywhere, even when you could have caught a bus or a train.
Yeah, well, a couple of weeks ago, just about everyone seemed to be away and I had to get taxis every day. You know, I have no idea about public transport. Even though I was often just travelling very short distances, it was costing me an absolute fortune. One night, it was really late, and I got fed up of waiting for a taxi. So I walked home. It only took me about 10 minutes longer than it would have taken me by taxi. I really felt quite pleased with myself because I'd saved the price of a pizza. I realised that there were a lot of better things I could be doing with my cash than blowing it on taxis.
Why don't you buy yourself a car?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, I've started taking driving lessons, and I'm saving what I would have spent on taxi fares. Eventually, I'll be able to afford my own car. In the meantime, I'm enjoying walking. It's really good exercise.
What's happened to you? You never used to walk anywhere.
I know, but now I've turned over a new leaf.
I don't believe it. You always used to get us to drive you everywhere, even when you could have caught a bus or a train.
Yeah, well, a couple of weeks ago, just about everyone seemed to be away and I had to get taxis every day. You know, I have no idea about public transport. Even though I was often just travelling very short distances, it was costing me an absolute fortune. One night, it was really late, and I got fed up of waiting for a taxi. So I walked home. It only took me about 10 minutes longer than it would have taken me by taxi. I really felt quite pleased with myself because I'd saved the price of a pizza. I realised that there were a lot of better things I could be doing with my cash than blowing it on taxis.
Why don't you buy yourself a car?
Yeah, you're right. Actually, I've started taking driving lessons, and I'm saving what I would have spent on taxi fares. Eventually, I'll be able to afford my own car. In the meantime, I'm enjoying walking. It's really good exercise.
Extract 2. You hear two people talking about flying.
So, how did it all start?
Well, it got really bad after a flight to France. It was a small plane and the weather wasn't wonderful, but it was only a 55-minute flight.
And what happened?
Well, takeoff was a bit wobbly, and as we got higher, it started to get really bumpy. When the pilot started speaking, I thought he was going to tell us to prepare for an emergency landing, and I started to panic. As it turned out, all he said was that the flight was going to be a bit rough because of turbulence.
But that didn't help?
No, not really. I thought he was just saying that to stop everyone panicking. But nobody else was panicking. They were taking the whole incident very calmly. It was then that I realised I had a problem.
Hmm. And you always get like this in the airport?
Well, I just feel a bit apprehensive now. That's natural, isn't it? My hands are a bit sweaty, I suppose. I guarantee you, on the plane, I'll feel absolutely sick with nerves when the engine starts up. But landing is a massive relief to me. Which is the bit most people find scary.
So, how did it all start?
Well, it got really bad after a flight to France. It was a small plane and the weather wasn't wonderful, but it was only a 55-minute flight.
And what happened?
Well, takeoff was a bit wobbly, and as we got higher, it started to get really bumpy. When the pilot started speaking, I thought he was going to tell us to prepare for an emergency landing, and I started to panic. As it turned out, all he said was that the flight was going to be a bit rough because of turbulence.
But that didn't help?
No, not really. I thought he was just saying that to stop everyone panicking. But nobody else was panicking. They were taking the whole incident very calmly. It was then that I realised I had a problem.
Hmm. And you always get like this in the airport?
Well, I just feel a bit apprehensive now. That's natural, isn't it? My hands are a bit sweaty, I suppose. I guarantee you, on the plane, I'll feel absolutely sick with nerves when the engine starts up. But landing is a massive relief to me, which is the bit most people find scary.
Extract 3. You hear part of an interview with a man who is talking about travelling on the London Underground.
Do you remember the first time you went on an underground train?
Yeah, I was about 5, I think. I remember it was my first time in London. I didn't have the faintest idea what the tube was. I couldn't believe it when we stepped on the escalator and started going down into the ground. That was so thrilling for a little kid. I remember giggling and waving at the people on the up escalator. At one point, I got so carried away that I almost toppled, but luckily my dad was holding my hand. On the platform, I remember staring at the black tunnel. Then there was a whooshing noise, a warm wind, and suddenly there was the train. The doors slid open and hundreds of people spilled out. That was the only thing that was a bit scary.
Do you still get like that?
No, I'm pretty blasé now. It's still awe-inspiring, though, when you think about it. All the business types, tourists, clubbers and buskers rushing about in those hot, airless tunnels. Because it's simply the best way to get from A to B. It's one of the great London institutions. No wonder you see all the merchandise covered in logos and maps on sale everywhere these days. The London Underground has become an icon.
Do you remember the first time you went on an underground train?
Yeah, I was about 5, I think. I remember it was my first time in London. I didn't have the faintest idea what the tube was. I couldn't believe it when we stepped on the escalator and started going down into the ground. That was so thrilling for a little kid. I remember giggling and waving at the people on the up escalator. At one point, I got so carried away that I almost toppled, but luckily my dad was holding my hand. On the platform, I remember staring at the black tunnel. Then there was a whooshing noise, a warm wind, and suddenly there was the train. The doors slid open and hundreds of people spilled out. That was the only thing that was a bit scary.
Do you still get like that?
No, I'm pretty blasé now. It's still awe-inspiring, though, when you think about it. All the business types, tourists, clubbers and buskers rushing about in those hot, airless tunnels. Because it's simply the best way to get from A to B. It's one of the great London institutions. No wonder you see all the merchandise covered in logos and maps on sale everywhere these days. The London Underground has become an icon.